Hallelujah. Glory to
Blog
God.
Talk Radio.
Good wind. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Possible, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Things are possible. Lord, I believe. If you believe. If you believe, all things are possible. If you believe, if you believe, if you believe, all things are possible. If you believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All is not possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Open your mouth and tell God one thing you are expecting by December 31st. Something that is very important to you, that you want him to do between now and December 31st. Open your mouth and tell God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabbi Saya. Yes, Lord, we trust you for a breakthrough. We trust you for financial abundance, for grace and mercy. We trust you. For the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow to his love. We receive on your throne of grace. Yes, oh God, we receive from you, Lord Jesus. All the blessings you have for us. Financial blessings, financial prosperity, financial abundance, financial grace, financial mercy, financial favor. We receive from God's throne of grace every good thing that cometh from above. We receive the fruit of our labor. We receive our blessings and prosperity. We receive all that God has for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ho Rabba Sayaba. Ye Moriababa. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us thus far. It's not by our power, not by our might, but by your grace. We thank you for the Christ Evangelical Ministries and all the members and all the partners and everyone of us. We thank you for all our friends and well-wishers and relations all over the world, for our brothers and sisters. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us thus far, not by our power, not by our might, but by your grace, O God. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we are ending this year happily and gloriously in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we are ending 2023 abundantly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you will speak your word to us today. You will bless everyone in this service today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing and your grace that we flow today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to thank God for our brother, Professor Akwabo. The devil is a liar. He came to the wrong address. I touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. There must be a restoration. God is going to restore everything that the enemy took away in the name of Jesus Christ. He's going to restore back double in the name of Jesus. And our healing, Jesus is our healer, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, he's the Lord. Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, he's the Lord, he's the Lord that healed thee. Jehovah Rapha, you are the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, you are the Lord, Jehovah Rapha, you are the Lord, you are the Lord that healed us. Yes, Lord, we receive healing. Healing for everyone, as many that have complained of health and sickness and disease. Lord Jesus, send your word to heal their spirit, soul, and body. Heal their blood and water. Heal their bones and marrow. Heal every family. Heal our finances, our businesses, our jobs. God, heal us in every area. We receive divine healing by the stripes of Jesus. We are here in our spirit, soul, and body, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Everyone is healed today by the power of the Holy Ghost. We are made whole by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God is our healer. He's the one that healeth us. Yes. He has healed us by his stripes over 2,000 years ago on Calvary's tree when he shed his blood for the remission of our sin. By his stripes we are healed. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for the opportunity for me to share with us today, Honorable Bishop Okona Kwao. When he called me to help to share today, I thank God. And God gave me a word for all of us today. God gave me a word. The word is the message for 2023, because we are preparing now to enter 2023. We are getting ready to begin. And there is a word for everyone as we go into 2023. God told me that I should tell you all that the year 2023 is a year in which you will walk with God. You will be with God. You will be for God. You will be with God. And God will be with you throughout the year. Because a lot of things are going to happen, and it is going to cause panic, and the hearts of people shall fail them. But we thank God. With God, all things are possible. Yes. Our text is taken from Luke's Gospel. Our text is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 37. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." That is Luke chapter 1, verse 37. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And this statement is mentioned in the scriptures in two major places. The second one is Matthew chapter 19. Matthew's Gospel chapter 19, verse 26. That statement is repeated again. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 26, it says, "But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Welcome, my brother. Where are we? Hey, Chekure. God bless you. You are welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah. Happy family. Yes, so let's get back to business. With God, all things are possible. That scripture is mentioned two times in the New Testament. Not with men, but with God, all things are possible. Then I say, God, tell me more. I want to hear more. He said, when you are with God, your story will be different in 2023. When God is with you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Yes, I'm reading Romans chapter 8, verse 31. He says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for you, nobody can be against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, so in 2023, the key is you and God in 2023. Begin to have that attitude now. It is me and God. If God is on my side, that is the key to my victory. Jesus said, not with men, not with people, not with anybody, but with God, all things are possible. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry. I don't care. I know that God is on my side. His rod and his staff, oh, they comfort me. I don't worry, I don't care. I know that Jesus is by my side. I don't worry, I don't care. I know that God is on my side. I don't worry, you don't care. You know that God is on your side. He's Lord and He's stopped. Oh, they come for you. If God is on your side, you are a winner, you are a success, you are a victor, you are an overcomer in 2023. That is the word of God. Because Jesus made it clear, He said, with men, it is impossible. With people, it is impossible. With this, it is impossible. But with God, all things. Matthew chapter 9, verse 26. With God, all things are possible for you in 2023.
Amen.
Oh, yes, this is the word of God from heaven to everyone that is listening to this message around the world on Facebook, on Twitter, or wherever you are, this is the word of the Lord. You don't worry, you don't care, because God is on your side. When God is on your side, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Amen.
It is God that gives you power to live, to exist, to walk on earth, to move around. It is God that gives you power to create wealth. Without Him, you can do nothing. Nothing is difficult for Him. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Nothing is hard for Him to do. Nothing is difficult for Him to do. Nothing is hard. Nothing is difficult for Him. Jeremiah chapter 32. Verse 17. Nothing is too difficult for Him. Nothing is too difficult for Him. Oh, great and mighty God. Great in counsel and mighty indeed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for Him. Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power. Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy outstretched arm. Not it is to the God for Him. Not it is to the God for Him. Oh, great mighty God. Great in counsel and mighty deed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is to the God for Him. Hey, Jeremiah 32 verse 17. He said, nothing is too hard. Nothing is too difficult for God. Whatever difficulty you meet in 2023, whatever thing that you will meet in 2023, I want you to know that you have a God that never fails, a God that never disappoints. With Him, all things are possible. When you have Him, you have victory. When you have God, you have success. When you have God, you are a winner. When you have God, your needs are met. Your problems are rolled away. Because there is nothing too difficult for Him to do. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. With Him, all things are possible. David stood before Goliath. And He was telling Goliath, he said, the difference between me and you is that I have a God with me. You, Goliath, you are coming with weapons of war. You are coming with spears. You are coming with bows and arrows. You are coming with guns. You are coming with all your weapons. But I got good news for you. I have a God I never fail. His name is Jehovah Sabaoth. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the God of hosts. He's the captain of the Lord's hosts. I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. Goliath forgot that this little boy David, the difference is he has a God. He has a God on the inside. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in you than the problems you are going to meet in 2023. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in you than inflation, economic depression. Amazon, where I work, they are telling people that there's going to be some retrenchment because Amazon is not functioning 100% because of the economic depression, because of the inflation, because of the war in Ukraine, and because of so many things. Amazon is not functioning 100%, so they are closing down some of the branches and then merging them and so on and so on. And then all my co-workers, they were afraid. They say, oh, Pastor Stevie, what are we going to do now? I say, if you don't have God, you have a problem. But me, I have God. Amazon is not my God. Oh, no. Amazon is not my God. I have a God that never, say, with God, all things are possible. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, you can face tomorrow. Look at our bishop. He is now working for the Lord. After living on a salary for many years, I tell you, he can face tomorrow because he has a God. Not because he was employed with the American government. No. Bishop Okonakwabo has a God who is going to see him through, who is going to provide for him, supply all his needs, help him and sponsor him and his family. In the name of Jesus. So we don't live by what we see. We don't live by what we hear. We don't live by what is going on. We live by God. We live by the word of God. What does the word of God say? The word of God says, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, the one that brought water from the rock, the one that brought manna from heaven, the one that made a way where there is no way, the one that opened the Red Sea and the people passed on dry land, the one that conquered the enemy of Israel. All the enemies were buried in the Red Sea. And the people of God, they went away rejoicing and glorifying God. That is the God that we have. That is the God that is with us. That is God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. He has never changed. What he did before, he will do it again. That is the God we are serving. So people of God, I want you to know that God has a message for you today as you move into 2023. You have a God that can do all things. With him, all things are possible. When you have him on your side, you are a victor. When you have him in your life, you are triumphant. When you have him in you, he is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Jesus said, not with men, not with people, not with anybody, but with him, but with your creator, but with your maker, with your savior and redeemer, Jesus Christ, you will make it in 2023. The whole world will be thinking, and you are just flowing with Jesus. The whole world may be perishing. You are just flowing with Jesus. The whole world may be thinking. You are just moving on with Jesus. What do you need in 2023? You need God Almighty to be on your side. When God is on your side, Joseph was thrown into prison and everybody had left him inside the prison. Joseph with his God, praying and meditating on God, and God came down and delivered him and made him a prime minister in a foreign land. May that be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and they thought that lions were going to swallow him. But this young man began to praise God and worship God in the lion's den. God was with Daniel. In the lion's den, God was with Daniel. God delivered Daniel and brought him out. The king was surprised. Everybody was surprised. Daniel, how did you make it? More with God is his majority. When you have God on your side, your story is different. When you have the Almighty God in your life, you will never be the same again. That is what you need for 2023. Just have God in your life. Have Jesus on you. Have Jesus in you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Who is God be with you? No devil, no demon, no coronavirus shall be able to tear you apart, because your story is different with God. Our God is a God that protects us. Our God is a God that provides for us. Our God is a God that meets our needs. Our God is a God that delivers and provides and supplies our needs. They say gas prices are going up. So what? They say prices are going up. So what? Our God is richer than anybody on earth. Even if gas price becomes $20 per gallon, even if things are so costly and expensive, God will always supply the need of his people according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is what you need. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the burning flaming fire. And the enemy thought those boys are finished. But guess what? These are three young Hebrew boys who have been serving God and walking with God. Enoch walked with God, and he went to heaven without dying. Enoch, the book of Genesis. Enoch walked with God. He lived with God. and went to heaven without dying. Then Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah was so close to God that when he was to leave the earth, God sent a chariot from heaven to pick him and take him straight to heaven. May that be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. One with God. One with God is the majority. Three Hebrew boys. They threw them into the fiery furnace. And they thought those boys were going to perish in the fiery furnace. But those boys, they began to praise God. They began to worship God. Jesus appeared with them in the furnace of fire. The king was surprised. The king said, wait a minute. I thought we put in three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in this furnace as a punishment for their disobeying the gods of the land. How come it is now four people in the furnace of Daniel chapter 3, the book of Daniel chapter 3? The king was surprised. He said, but we threw in three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, into the furnace of fire. How come it is now four people in the furnace? Who is that fourth man? The king said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's like I'm not seeing clearly. So the king put his goggles. He wanted to see clearly what was happening inside the furnace of fire. So the king put his goggles. He wanted to see what was going on in the furnace of fire. And he looked at the furnace of fire. He counted, this is Abednego. This is Shadrach. This is Meshach in the burning fiery furnace of fire. We expected to have died by now. But there is a fourth man on the inside. There is a fourth person in the furnace of fire. Who is that person? Then the Bible says the king looked carefully at the fourth person who appeared in the furnace. When he looked at the fourth person that appeared in the furnace, behold, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He came into the furnace of fire. Even when those boys were burning, he came in there to help them. He came in there to save them. He came in there to deliver them. And that is all that those boys needed. They just needed Jesus on their side. They need God on their side. They just need God to be around. And because God was with them in the furnace of fire, the fire did not burn them. The fire did not burn them. The fire will not burn you. As we go into 2023, I don't care who I put you in furnace of fire. I don't care what troubles you are going through. I don't care what issues in your life, in your home, in your family. I don't care how the inflation is biting hard. I don't care how unemployment has taken over the nation. I don't care what is going on. I care for only one thing. There is a Jesus that comes into your furnace of fire. There is a Jesus that comes to you at that moment where there is no hope. When everybody has thrown you away, where you have been casted away, where you are behaving by all men, they think you are dead. But Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. And the king was surprised. Say, what? What kind of God is this? The God that comes to you when there is problem. You know what? Everybody in this kingdom, we are going to serve the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their God is a God that answers by fire. Their God is a God that comes to them in the time of need. Their God is a God that rescued them from all problems and difficulties. Their God is a God that intervenes. Their God is a God that comes here where all hope is gone. That is the true God. With God, all things are possible. If God be for you, who can be against you? With God, all things are possible. Today, God is speaking to you that as you go into 2023, you need to go in with God. You need to move in with God. When you are going, God is going to be on your side. God is going to be on your front. God is going to be on your side. I have a very big God who is always on my side. A very big God by my side. I have a very big God who is always on my side. A very big God by my side. Have a very big God who's always on my side. A very big God by my side. I have a very big God who is always on my side. A very big God by my side. You have a very big God who is always on your side. A very big God by your side. You are a very big God who is always on your side. A very big God by our side. I round up with this. One of my pastor friends, when I was still in Nigeria, he was flying from Lagos to Port Harcourt aboard airplane, and something happened to the airplane, and the pilots announced, say, ladies and gentlemen, we have already, the airplane has just developed a fault. We don't know where we are going. We have lost direction. You know our pilots, you see, they are trained to announce, you know, those type of things. This airplane, we don't know where we are going, and we lost the control, but let's see what we can do anyway. The pilots announced that inside the airplane. Then some people brought holy water and started to sprinkle. Some people were calling their dead father who died long time ago. Some people were calling the gods of their land. Some people were crying and shouting and screaming, calling their father who had died long time ago. And then my friend, Pastor Willie Bunting, he said, he remembered the name of Jesus. He called the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every name was bowed, all things in heaven, things on earth, and things below the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God, this man of God opened his mouth and began to call Jesus. And as he was calling Jesus, the pilot announced again, the ladies and gentlemen, the plane is now on course. Everything is all right now. We are going to land in Port Harcourt safely. Amen. Hallelujah. you know your God. They that know their God shall do exploits. When you know your God, you will do exploits. We are going to pray right now. We have only one prayer to pray. God, go with me to this land of promise. That is what Moses was telling God. Moses was telling God, he said, God, if you will not go with us to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey, we will not go. That is what Moses was telling God. And I like that. I like that. I promise Moses. He told God, he said, God, if you will not go with us on this journey to the land of promise, we will not go. We will not go there. He knows what he was talking about. You know, with God, all things are possible. We are going to pray right now. God, I am going with you. You are with me. You are on the inside of me. Greater is Christ that is in me than the devil that is in the world. And because you are with me, oh God, I can face tomorrow. Yes, we are going to pray that prayer because it's a covenant. When you walk with God, God walks with you. Isaiah 43, God said, you people are my people. When you go through the fire, I will go with you. When you go through the waters of life, I will go with you. Isaiah 43, verses 1, 2, 3. When you go through the fires of life, I will be with you. No, he told the disciples, he said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. Paul and Silas in the prison, they began to praise God and praise God until God came down into the prison and delivered them and brought them out of the prison yard. Ha! May that be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are going to pray right now. God, I'm not leaving you. And you are not leaving me. Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. You must have a relationship with the Almighty God. You must hook up with him. And when you hook up with the Almighty God, that is your victory. That is your success. That is your breakthrough. That is your abundance. That is all you need. With God, nothing shall be impossible for you. Let us pray, everybody, let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rabbi Saya, Yanduru Blogodoya. Yes, Lord, we are with you as we move into 2023. God, you are going with us. God, you are with us, O God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than the devil that is in the world. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. In the name of Jesus, we receive from your throne of grace. Hey, Baba Saya. Andoria Baba Yaba. Yendorobobo Yobokosa. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We hook up with you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we hook up with you, Lord. We go with you, Lord. We move with you. In him we live. In him we have our being. Yes, Lord. In him we live. In him we have our being. In him we move. Yes, O God, we hook up with you. The author and finisher of our faith. We hook up with you. Yes, Lord. If you be for us, who can be against us? If God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, Rabbi Saya. When you have Christ in you, is the hope of glory. When you have God in you, your story will be different. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabbi Saya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. So we hand over to our Honorable Bishop Okona Kwabo to round up these prayers. Over to the Bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Through our praise and worship, through our prayer time, even through the time of hearing your word of upliftment, your word of encouragement, as we come to the end of this year and moving into the new year, oh Almighty God, that you will ever be with us, you never fail. We thank you, Almighty God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Our ever-present God, that you are ever-present with your people. You are empowering us. You are delivering us. You are taking us unto a higher height in you. In you, and move and come and be.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Shalom. God bless you all. Bless you all. Bless you, brother Jesus.